Hello there,
and it's so good to come to you again with another word that I believe that you're going to really enjoy and really study. Now, I'm reading a portion of scripture from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, and I want to read verse 32, 33, and 34. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Jesus said, today's trouble is enough for you to deal with. Don't worry about tomorrow. Daddy God got it. He got your future. He got tomorrow. When you get a chance, I'd like you to read Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. It's Jesus speaking about the Father's love and Father's care for you. Those of you who love him and know him as your Lord and Savior. And you can put your trust and confidence in him. As a matter of fact, he speaks about faith also. He said, if you know, Solomon in all his glory was so beautifully arrayed, yet the lilies of the valley was more beautiful than that of Solomon. And the lilies came up early in the morning and they dropped off the stem in the evening in the hot sun. And he said, you must have faith in the Father. Now, what I want to share with you today is hopefully, and I pray God that it will increase your faith. And that also you will begin to strengthen your faith, your confidence in the Lord, because we are living and experiencing some things upon the earth that is very new to a lot of people. They've never seen anything or things like what they're experiencing now, and therefore we need to be ready. Now, there is a word in the Hebrew language, and it's called kaph, K-A-P-H. And what kaph means, it means the palm, an open hand. That's the meaning. It's an open hand. Now, it also have a purpose. For the purpose of this word is how this word is interpreted. An open hand with the palm up. The word kaph means palm. Palm up means freely giving. But at the same time, if the palm is down, it means covering or cover of sin. And so we have one word. It can mean either or by the way you hold your palm. Palm, freely given. Palm, cover or covering sin. In the Hebrew alphabet, also the words have numerical values. The word kaph, and I want you to listen very carefully. The word kaph has a numeric value that is 20, 20. The numeric value of kaph really is 20. Let me rephrase that. The numeric value of kaph is 20. But the numeric value of the word kaph is 100. Let me say that again. The numeric value of kaph is 20. But the numeric value of the word kaph is 100. Let me see, what does this mean? What does this have to do with? God knows what you need. But I want you to follow me and remember that word kaph. Very important word. Now, the word means 20. The numeric value of palm means 20, but the word numeric value is 100. I don't want you to get confused with that. We are living in the year 2020, double-digit year, 2020. And so when we look into some things, we realize that the sequence of things and the time of things, how somehow we could draw a reference to where we are and what we're dealing with. Now, World War I began on July 28, 1914. And ended on November 11th, 1918. However, in 1919, when the war was over and they were about to celebrate peace, the final victory of that war took place when the British Army, together with some Jewish soldiers in the British Army, they went and they took Jerusalem from the Turks. This happened in World War I. The final victory was when they took Jerusalem from the Turks. This group of Jewish soldiers in the British Army, they went and they celebrated in Jerusalem the Passover. Now you talk about victory and you're talking about happiness and you're talking about peace, you're talking about celebration. But they celebrated the Passover in 1919, another year with double digit at the ending of World War I. 1919 and the ending of World War I, and the Jewish soldiers celebrating Passover again in Jerusalem for the first time after many years. Remember I told you the numerical value of the word calf is 100. 100 years from 1919 to now is 2020, another double digit year. And do you know something? From the beginning of 2020, life has changed as we know it. So many things happen. I just want to go over a few things that happened. Number one, let's go back first concerning in 1919. Immediately after the victory, something happened. It was the spread of the Spanish flu after World War I, just after World War I, in 1919. And this was caused by what is known as the H1N1 virus. The pandemic swept around the world. It is estimated that about 500 million people, or one third of the world's population, became infected with the virus. The number of deaths was estimated to be 50 million people. In the United States alone, 675,000 people died from the Spanish flu. That was the Spanish flu. Now, in 2020, we have coronavirus. And the coronavirus, again, has swept across the world. In the beginning of 2020, the virus just picked up steam and picked up speed and it has swept the world. And already so many Americans have been killed by this virus, 125, maybe 126,000. 10 million people worldwide have been killed already by this virus. It has affected the economy, it has affected life as we know it. People have lost their jobs, people are losing their houses, people have lost their cars. It has affected the world's economy. Now, we are in just about the end of June, and this is the first 6 months of 2020. Let me remind you what happened in 2020 from January to now. There was fire in Australia, remember? In the latter part of December to early January, fire swept through Australia. About 30 people got killed, and there were thousands and thousands of animals that were killed. You saw animals coming up to people, wild animals, for water. Hundreds of thousands of acres were destroyed. In the Philippines, there were over 55 eruptions worldwide with volcano and earthquakes, starting from the Philippines, and then in the Caribbean, and then in Turkey, and then recently in Mexico. And right now, there are over 55 to 60 wars that are taking place upon the earth right now. Wars. This is January 1st to June. We're almost the end of June. This is only the first 6 months of 2020. Exactly 100 years after World War I and after the celebration of Passover by those Jewish soldiers. Here's the message, and here's why you need to take notice and listen. You notice from January 1 till June, where we are right now, at the end of June, not much has been said or happening in Israel. Normally, Israel hit the news just about every other month or week or whatever. But so far, all the attention has been about coronavirus worldwide, but Israel has been very quiet, not much. The latter part of this year, from July to December, we're going to have to deal with coronavirus and the fallout. Just like what happened with 9/11, and our lives were changed as far as traveling and all the different things we had to go through, TSA and all that stuff. Well, coronavirus have changed and will change many things as we know it. How we go to restaurants, how we're going to eat, how we travel on airplanes, how we go on cruises, and where we sit, and the distancing is going to stay for a while until this virus is completely gone. So for the rest of 2020, life is going to be different. But our focus will be on Israel and in the Middle East. I don't want to say I can guarantee you, or neither am I prophesying or predicting, but I'm saying that focus is about to be changed towards the land of Israel and the Middle East. And it's not going to be just a simple change. It's going to be significant. It's going to be either something in uprising, in a war, in something will take place there because of the significance of the time, the significance of the time and the timing. And God is a God of timing. God is a God of he has his own calendar, and he has his own sequence and his numbers, and that's how God works. And so when I did this study and realized that the double digit 1919 and the double digit 2020, which is 100 years apart, or 100 years after 1919, I realized it's going to come right back to the land of Israel. And so watch out. It's going to be heated up in a little while. I don't want you to keep your eyes on Israel. I want you to keep praying for Israel, because apart from the pandemic and uprising in the Middle East, we're going to see also the continuation of things happening around the world. The floods, the earthquakes, the volcano, and the natural disasters, they're not going to go away. You know, we just had to deal with one more thing this past week. This big dust cloud from the Sahara Desert that came all the way across to the west and affected Central, South America, and United States. I mean, all this happened in 6 months, and still the year is young. I tell you how I feel. I feel like 2020 has been like about 2 years. Maybe that's because of the quarantine. I don't know. But for 6 months that normally fly so fast, this 6 months looked like it was 2 years. And so we still have 6 more months to go. Winter is ahead of us. And so we still locked down, so to speak. This week we found out that certain states may have to lock down again, quarantine again, because of the increase in cases of the coronavirus. So I want to pray for you that your faith will continue to grow and be strong, because the Lord allow us to be alive in this era to see what's happening. And I tell you, some people can't take it anymore. I mean, those people who have lost their jobs, their means of livelihood in so many different ways, you know, you could just imagine what they're going through. People losing their houses. It's just a lot of people are lost. And some people are in unemployment. Some people didn't get unemployment. Some people got stimulus. Some didn't get it. So people's lives have been disrupted in a big way. And I'm saying we're going to pray and believe God. If your family is not saved or don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, encourage them to pray that prayer and ask God to forgive them, and that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But this is the time to watch. This is the time to look. This is the time to increase your faith. This is the time to study the Word of the Lord. And when the Word of God says, Jesus says, don't worry about material things, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, because your Heavenly Father knows. He promised to supply your needs. Just as he takes care of the sparrows and the birds, he will take care of you. You just have to trust him. And he was saying material things and physical things, learn to live a life or come to a place where these things, yes, they are necessary, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Romans 14 and 17 tells us that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The same thing Jesus said. It's not about food and drink and what we have in the house, but it's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's a spiritual life. So I encourage you, study the word of God, build your relationship with the Lord, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and whatever comes upon the face of this earth, you and I will be ready because we will have faith and confidence in God. And we don't give up on God. We don't cast away our faith because we have been affected by these things. Whether you have been affected by it in whichever way, that is no reason for you to cancel God in your life. You can't have a disagreement with God. You got to trust him come what may. Listen, guys like Moses and some of the prophets had to go through some very difficult things. And they were God's servants. Even Jesus Christ had to go through some very difficult things. But he knows that the Father always hears him and the Father did not forsake him. So make up your mind. Come what may in your life. You promise yourself, promise me, promise your family that your faith will always be strong and you're going to trust God. Come with me. God bless you. I pray for you. I pray for your well-being. I pray for your welfare. I pray for your family salvation. And I pray that all is well with your soul. Don't forget to visit us, caringbread.org, and hope to see you and hear from you real soon. God bless you and thank you for listening.